The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. It is merchandise time. You better believe it is. And all you need to do is listen to this clip from Friday's show and tell me what is missing, what has disappeared under the tattoo artist's needle gun. Because this, of course, is your chance to win a strip of three. Yes, three temporary tattoos of this Breakfast Show logo that you can put on your body or the body of a loved one. Now, on Friday, I was asking you to tell me about the lookalikes of your life, the loved ones who look like a celebrity, and this text message came in. Hi Dave, Daddy G here. My mum looks like So which former Arsenal legend does Daddy G's mum look like? Is it A, Ray Parlour, or B, Nigel Winterburn? Is it A, Ray Parlour, or B, Nigel Winterburn? Send your answer A or B along with your name to 81215. That is 81215. Send A for Ray Parlour, B for Nigel Winterburn, and send them now. And up next, you can enter the Ink Tank.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Well, just to demonstrate how live we are, and when you plan to get a caller on and give them some temporary tattoos, with just 3 seconds remaining on the song that you're enjoying across the network, they will, of course, just drop off
go.
Yeah. And now they're not there any longer. So it's up to us to do some talky bits. And here we go. So we know that the winner of the tattoos was Darren, because Darren correctly identified what was lying beneath this clip when I was asking you on Friday about the people in your lives who may look like a celebrity. Hi Dave, Daddy G here. My mum looks like So the question I put out there was, which former Arsenal legend does Daddy G's mum look like? Which surely got a unique sentence, hasn't it? It was, of course, Ray Parlour, not Nigel Winterburn. It was Ray Parlour. And Darren knew that. Darren loves the main station. He's a pylon engineer. So I never got a chance, and I feel robbed of this, I never got a chance to ask him, when he was at school, did he shout, pylon? Is that where the enthusiasm for his job
love
came?
Of pylons.
Or did he shout, bundle? And that's what we started discussing here.
Yes,
in the studio during the last song, and it got so heated in here that we hadn't realised that Darren had left. I mean, the Hyperbeast Womble executive producer Mark, he said, if it was your birthday, you'd get it like Tucker Jenkins. Bundle.
Tucker Jenkins.
He was in Grange Hill. He had his own spin off, Tucker's Luck, and then he went on to become Mark Fowler in EastEnders.
Oh, thank you again.
Straight off the top.
Yeah, it's off the top of my head.
Amazing,
well.
Isn't it? I took the Sanford Primary School between 1972 and 1972.
That was paragraph 4, line 3, wasn't it, if I'm not mistaken? I asked Ellie, was it bundle or pylon at school? She replied, we didn't do that kind of thing at school, David. I said, sorry, Ellie, of course you didn't, absolutely. Anna Geary, did you do pylons? Did you do bundles? What did you do?
It was definitely pylon.
Yes.
Pylon.
Well, yeah, definitely.
There's a north-south divide, isn't there?
Do you think
there?
It is?
Yeah, yeah, I think it's Watford Gap is the exact
one. What do you bundle?
Bundle in Croydon.
Yeah, bundling Croydon. Yeah, obviously.
Anyway, we didn't say the words bundling Croydon.
I think that's what the local newspapers called it that fateful day when 18 children were injured. The bundle of Croydon. Okay, so there we go. Anyway, Darren, congratulations. Darren's going to put one of the tattoos on his arm. He's going to get his partner Donna to put the other one on his back, and he's going to keep the other one just spare for a later occasion.
Day.
Yeah, for a rainy day.
It's great. We know this. We don't actually know. I don't think we need callers anymore. We've got all the info we need.
Everything we've just said is wild speculation. I have no idea what Darren does for a living or which one of our stations he listens to.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Here he is with the social ammunition, the comings and goings across all of social media. Matt.
Yes, thank you, David. Well, Popbase have done a sort of thread of your favourite celebrity facts over the past few days on the socials, and they've upturned some facts that I think many people won't be aware of. There are some obvious celebrity facts that we all sort of know. Famous celebrity facts like Hans Zimmer writing the theme tune to Going for Gold.
Yes.
We're all aware of that. Gary and Oldman and Big Mo from EastEnders being siblings. We're all aware of that. But there are some facts that I wasn't aware of, and I'm sure many people won't be, like Samuel Beckett, the Irish poet and author, gave a young Andre the Giant a lift to school when he lived in France.
Well, it's a lengthy podcast title, but a good
one. Amazing fact, isn't it? Yeah, and then Lorde has an Instagram account where she rates onion rings.
Could she be any more perfect?
No, yeah, I didn't know that, but I love it. Phil Collins divorced his second wife via fax.
Yeah, I'd heard that.
I think
that
we do know that. Is that true?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm not 100%
sure. It was this year.
He's so retro, isn't he?
He sent it 10 years ago. He's just been uncomfortably silent, he said.
The only British actor to appear in a film directed by Ingmar Bergman is Benidorm star Sheila Reid.
Oh.
Yes. Ingmar Bergman, of course, is the man behind Fanny Alexander, Where This Music Came.
Which we use on a daily basis here, don't we?
It's the bleak music.
Yeah, there's always something bleak or sad on this breakfast show. I was thinking about that in the last couple of days.
And then another very nice one is the, you remember the guy from Whiplash who was the drum teacher?
Yeah.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
He voices the yellow M&M. In the adverts.
Does it?
Yeah, so there you go.
Still?
Apparently.
He's got an Oscar.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, it's regular work, Graham, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's regular work.
An Oscar's not going to be eating the pool.
You're right, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And then the other story is a story that Anna Geary sent me, actually. It's a lovely little song, right? It's a Zoom meeting, but make it even song. So it's like a guy singing. His name is Viola Degumba, right?
Bless he's you. On
Instagram. I just wanted to hear you
Viola
say that.
Degumba. Or it might be Voila the Goomba. I'm not 100% sure how you pronounce it, but it's a choral hymn about going on a work Teams or Zoom meeting with your colleagues. It's a lovely piece of work. Here it is.
Oh Lord, it is 7:01. Therefore, let us go ahead and get started.
Oh, yes.
Oh Lord, unmute thyself. Oh Lord, make haste to join us. Glory be to the client and to the workflow and to the critical deliverables.
That is incredible.
Is now and in the one-on-one work without end. Amen. O Lord, share thy screen. O Lord, slides be praised.
Slides be praised. Amazing stuff. And it is like a religious experience sometimes, a work Teams meeting. I'll share that on my Instagram stories. You'll be singing along with it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
And oh, how we have missed it.
Yeah.
Yes, £5,000 is back on the breakfast show. And our first player is Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Laura, hi, Laura. Welcome to the show. So get this. Laura is currently, she's about to play Five Words, £5,000, one of the most nerve-jangling games in radio history, and she's doing it whilst 7 months pregnant. Firstly, congratulations, Laura. Secondly, how are you feeling?
All right, I'm generally this all. Still made in.
Okay, all right, okay, fair enough. have you finished work now? Is that right? I think I heard you say that during the last song to the Hypebeast Womble.
Yeah, I've got 10 minutes down the road. I've pulled over now.
So. Okay, excellent. So you've already got a kid. You've got a daughter named Billy. She's 5 years old.
Yeah.
Is she going to be cheering you on? Is she going to be cheering Mummy on this morning?
I don't know if she's awake.
Oh, keep it breezy, Laura. Keep it breezy. Right, so what we're going to do is we're going to spin the random player generator and see which member of the team you are playing alongside today.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Anna Geary.
It is Anna Geary, the pothole princess. I can't even remember why we call you that. Is in play.
Good luck, Laura.
Thank you.
So, Anna is making her way out of the studio, and that means, Laura, it's just you and I, kiddo.
Oh, my art. Okay.
I was worried about where that was going. Just after the second letter.
It would have been a strange reaction.
Yeah, no, no, it's good. It's just how everyone pronounces things differently, Laura. That's absolutely fine. Laura, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Anna Geary is most likely to give, because shortly I will give Anna Geary the exact same five words. And if she says the same thing as you, well, you can have £5,000, which will make for quite the baby shower, I'm sure. So good luck. Here we go.
Okay.
Your first word this morning... Oh, it's a classic. It's a five words, five grand classic as we begin the new season. It's up.
Yeah.
Down.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Email.
Oh, inbox.
Good.
I might have done that one wrong, but...
No, that's good. That's good.
Good one.
There's a few options there.
Yeah.
They're all acceptable, except probably what Anna's going to say, which will be weird. World. W-O-R-L-D. World.
Oh, I don't know.
Was that Earth, Laura?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's get it in. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Restaurants.
Food.
And finally, the fifth of the five words is general.
Oh, gosh. Public, I don't know, though.
General public.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Don't doubt yourself, Laura. This is a good set. Okay, we have your five words. Wait right there. The Pothole Princess is in play. Next.
Five words, five grand.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words, five grand.
Absolute Radio.
Anna Geary is now back in the studio, ready to be the first person to play Five Words, Five Grand in its brand new season, and hopefully give Laura, who is currently 7 months pregnant and waiting patiently on line one, £5,000. Good luck to you both.
Thanks. I've had my Weetabix.
Thank you.
I've just wolfed it down.
Okay, so excellent work.
I'm ready to play.
Laura, good luck as we approach our first word, which is up.
Down.
Correct.
Yes.
Only four more to go. How many times have I said that? Email.
Address.
Oh, Weetabix. You said that like it was your dying words.
That's my rosebud.
Why didn't I have them with milk? We had email inbox from Laura, which is completely acceptable, as is email address, which means you've not won the money. But let's start these stats and these PBs, shall we, for the new series. What have you got for world?
World. Wide.
Good. Oh, yeah, we've got Earth. Restaurants.
Waiter.
Food. General.
Election.
Oh, public, which means we finish round one of Five Words, Five Grand with a score of 1 out of 5. Laura, it's been lovely having you on the show. Good luck with the rest of your pregnancy, and send our love to Billy and the family, and we'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you.
Thanks. Nice one. Cheers, Laura. This, of course, means we are going to be five-wording and five-granding again tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. If you'd like to play, well, you need to call us right now, and that number is 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. Call now.
Five words, five grand.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I'm accepting your cool badges. It takes a brave soul to step up and go, Dave, take the badge. I have been uncool. The number is 81250. It's only fair I get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So I was off on Monday and Tuesday. I hope you noticed. Thank you to Ben for standing in and being in the hot seat here. And I decided that at the end of the school summer holidays that I'd have a kind of dad and daughter holiday. And so I took Evie to Brighton. Now, as many of you will know, or those of you who are parents, because of the orbit of the moon in 2024...
the school summer holidays have actually lasted 7 years.
Yeah, they have.
So this was slated for the very end of the holidays, because back in June, we did the show live from the end of Brighton Pier when we were on the run. We were hiding away. Will Smith made us do it. Don't ask if you missed it. And I'd FaceTimed Evie from Brighton Pier during the show, and she'd seen a carousel horse that was named Evie and said, I want to go there. And so she was really excited about going to Brighton Pier, so that's where we went. So obviously, you know, it's been a couple of months in between, and it was great. I mean, so many of you listening to this right now would have been to Brighton Pier.
It's the whole fairground,
it's fantastic,
isn't it?
It's amazing. It's just brilliant. Mm. But my cool badge is, so it was myself and Evie, and then my sister came with her two kids, my two nieces, Alice and Penny. And my cool badge is trying to drum up enthusiasm amongst the group for, this is where Daddy did his show. This is where Uncle Dave did his show. They could not care less. Honestly, I felt so crestfallen. Yeah. I took them to Horatio's, which is like a pub restaurant at the end of the pier. It's very nice there. And the chicken gyros is to die for. Yeah. But it was where we actually broadcast from. And they're all like excited. Scene. They're all talking over each other. I'm like, so, hey, guys, this is where we did the show. Hey. They're like, and they're just chatting away. Hey, look, that's where the sound mixing desk was. That's where engineer named Gary was stood. Hey, guys.
And they weren't interested. The kids weren't interested.
That's where Uncle Poo-Poo Matt went out there and he did his geocaching right there. Guys.
Wow, yeah. Geocaching. Come on. Yeah.
I'm losing. That's where the Hypebeast Womble was stood, doing nothing as always.
Come on.
Guys, come on.
Radio's cool, guys.
Then we went out on the terrace. It was here, here. We were with the representatives from Sony Movies, guys. Guys. Guys? So that's my cool badge. Matt Dyson, what about you this morning?
Well, I was away last week down in Devon at my dad's.
I've missed you.
Yeah, and thank you. And my dad, you know, my dad's quite, he has some quirks. I've discussed his hair drying routine in the past. Yeah. His latest quirk is his seasonal breakfast routine, right? Okay. So he has, in the summer, he has muesli or granola with like fruit, like banana and berries and stuff on top.
Nice.
But he will eat that every day of the summer. But when British summertime comes to an end, he switches to porridge.
Does he?
So he goes to cooked oats as soon as the clocks go forward. So he eats porridge right the way through winter.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the change comes, he'll go back to muesli.
Yeah, I mean, and people might not mock Ken, but they Wim Hof does it. Everyone does it. Yeah. He talks about it on a podcast. It gets a trillion downloads.
Yeah,
you know.
Ice baths and seasonal
100%.
Porridge oats.
I don't know if that's a call badge offence from Ken, to be honest.
Not sure.
And as we went in so hard on him with the little curling of the back of his hair, you know, we owe him one. 8-12-15, that is the number. Give me the badge.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Last week in Mallorca, we bumped into the one and only Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh.
Wow.
I approached him in front of his film crew with my wife and children and told him I was a huge fan. I then asked him if it would be okay to have a selfie. He said, of course. Do you have a phone? And I replied, sure, Thor. Oh, a part of me and my family died inside that day with sheer shame. Cool badge needs to be incinerated, please, from David in Cheshire.
I think that's great.
Sure,
it's like
Thor.
A lyric from 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
It is, isn't it?
Terry says, morning, Dave, morning, team. I pulled up behind traffic in the van, was waiting and waiting. I said, this is taking ages to move. My son in the van beside me, he said, you're stopped behind parked cars, Dad. That's why you're not moving. And he would have let you stay there, wouldn't he, Terry, for ages until you learnt your lesson. Keep them coming. It is Cool Badge Day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Morning, Dave. Handing in my cool badge. In the windy weather a few weeks ago, my garden parasol blew away. So I bought a new one. I invited my next-door neighbour round to see it and take a look at its fantastic crank handle. Its ease at moving angles to cut out more of the sun, and also its ties that anchor it firmly in place. Cool badge handed in. Love the show from Simon in Sutton Coldfield. Well done to you, Simon. Dave, I've decided to grow a beard, so I needed a set of beard trimmers. He's an optimist, is Richard. I like that. My wife told me to hand my badge to you and the team when I said out loud, "Ooh, this comes with a set of nose hair trimmers." Yeah, give me the badge, Richard. Well done, Simon. Glenn, you've not handed in the badge in a while. What's going on?
Yeah, I
know you're on call.
No, I should probably take this to my grave. I think I was on a stag do recently, and the first activity of a stag do was like on a lake. It was one of those like inflatable total wipeout
like
sort of courses.
Course thing.
Great
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, they are good
and
fun.
Everyone had to get into their wetsuits. I'd never worn a wetsuit before, and right. I put on the wetsuit, yeah. And then I think about 10 seconds after putting on the wetsuit, I was like, oh, I probably should have gone to the loo before I put on the wetsuit. Yeah. It's a nightmare to take it off and stand at your urinal or whatever.
Yeah.
And so eventually, after about half an hour of this total wipeout thing, I was like, I really need to... And I was like, I'm underwater. Do I just go in there? But you're told to.
It will warm you up.
It makes sense. It's going to warm you up. And I thought,
don't point to me like I'm the one in the wrong here, young man.
Oh, this gets so much worse.
Really?
So I did.
Oh, it wasn't a number two, was it, Glenn?
Sorry, everyone.
So I did, and it was fine. And then I forgot about it. And then about 10 minutes later, I climbed up onto a platform, and I was stood talking to a lifeguard. And then I just looked down to just see this puddle forming at my feet, where it was leaking out of the water.
Wow!
And I was just hurriedly trying to kick it into the water. I wanted to be like, "No, this is from ages ago. I'm not doing it now in front of you."
This is from ages ago. Staring him in the eyes.
Sorry, I just get really nervous around lifeguards.
This is a previous PP from a previous event. This isn't happening
that
now.
Is amazing. Wow.
And obviously you're wearing flippers, so you can't really kick it off the deck in.
It's like in The Great Escape when they let the...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show on your Wednesday morning, where we're going to have a little round of the smash... Yes, it is wordplay fun. And it's based on a story that Anna brought us earlier this morning about people who are dating using fruit and their shopping baskets to hook up.
Yes.
Would you remind everybody what you told us earlier on, please, Anna?
So in Spain, if someone is looking for a partner, they're single, they put the pineapple upside down in their trolley. And apparently they have to walk it to the wine aisle. Okay. And then in the wine aisle, they basically see if someone else has their pineapple upside down.
Oh, wow.
And then if they bump the trolleys with each other, they're a match.
What, and then you just grab a bottle of Rioja and off you go into the sunset?
That's
amazing.
This is modern love for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be such a humiliating swipe left if you saw someone else. I mean, as soon as they locked eyes with you, they just turn their pineapple the other way.
And started jabbing it into their eyes.
So based on that story, the smash this morning is fruit versus music. Yes, fruit versus music at 8, 12, 15. I've got the Oasis classic Coplumbia.
Ooh.
Okay, thanks, guys. And Nectar Green Day, which I was
happy with.
So never mind. Matt Dyson, what you got today?
Anything by Figgy Pop, obviously. Sweet Little Lychees.
Oh,
and
nice.
Persimmon to Land, the Darkness classic album, of course.
Excellent. And Aguirre.
Quite an obscure fruit.
Yeah, massively.
I've got Apricot in here, Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
And the pear that I breathe, the Hollies, and Love is in the pear.
Oh, nice. Excellent work. Glenn, it's fruit versus songs. What have you got?
Carla Sultana, Unchained Melanie, and Mango Number 5.
There we go. The number is 8, 12, 15. Make sure you include your name, maybe where you are, so you get the recognition you deserve. The smash is on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning, and as promised, it is time to share your wordplay splendour with the group in the smash. And this morning, it's fruit versus songs, inspired by the fact that people in Spain are now using very specific fruits in their shopping baskets to let other Spaniards know, well, how can I put this, that they're bang up for it. And we start with Gold Frapple from Paul in Reading.
Yes,
Papaya
nice.
Don't Preach from Robin Belfast. Paolo Coconutotini from Martin on the M1. Living on a Pear is very nice from Ava in Bromley. Love the Way You Lie
Chi from Sally in Cardiff, the Manic Street Peaches from Ali Rose in Putney, Peggy Satsuma from Will in Manchester, Manfred Mandarin from Lucy in Malden, and Ed Sheeran's Grape of You, which is nice, from James in Cheshire.
Lovely stuff.
Matt, how are we looking on the socials?
Kumquats the story, Morning Glory is coming a lot on Twitter.
Goodness me.
Stwee and Darren among the many people coming in with that one. Africa by Tomatoto. So Steve, Pairway
it is
to...
a fruit, actually.
Yeah.
Pairway to Heaven by Mike. Anything by the Granny Smiths, says Paul. And Satsumaroon 5 a Day from Techno.
Wow, let's leave it there with Techno. Well done, everybody. It's Fruit versus Songs, and you've done ever so well.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is it for the Wednesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. It has been fantastic being back amongst you, and you can listen again to the entire show on demand in the free Rayo app. Or, of course, we're just a few minutes away from the latest edition of the Daily Podcast being made available. And what's it going to be called, Matt? Mm-hmm. Which former Arsenal legend does Daddy G's mum look like? The Great Croydon Bundle. Samuel Beckett gave a young Andre the Giant a lift to school when he lived in France. Yeah. It's a long one. Oh, Lord, share thy screen. Or, oh, Weetabix.
Oh, wow. Glenn's reaction to Anna Geary's performance on Five Words, Five Grand was a great moment. But maybe Glenn reminiscing about his childhood.
Yes.
And the Great Croydon Bundle could
it had
be the
to
one.
Be. The minute he said it in the 6 o'clock hour, I knew that was going to be the name of the podcast. Thank you, Matt. The Great Croydon Bundle is therefore the name of the pod. As I say, that'll be available shortly wherever you do your podcast dealings. Leona Graham's going to be here next with the Tea Break trivia and the details that you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which today is worth £85,000. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. So stay safe, stay entertained, and arrivederci.